Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to continue sharing stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. This is a collection of stories that illustrate what I believe are the 10 keys to happiness based on my reading of tens of thousands of personal revealing stories from our writers. I've already talked about the power of gratitude and the power of forgiveness to change your life, as well as volunteering, having less stuff, making me time, and stepping outside your comfort zone. Today, I want to talk about another one of my 10 keys to happiness, and that is to be yourself. Be more of you, instead of trying to be like someone else. I included a truly eye-opening story in this book about the freedom and empowerment that comes from being yourself. In this story, Billie Holiday Skelly tells us about her high-achieving son and how he learned to handle the jealousy from his schoolmates over his various successes. Billie's son was a wonderful student, and he won a scholarship to the college he wanted to attend, but he wasn't happy. In fact, he was crying. Billie couldn't imagine why. It turned out that his friends were giving him a hard time, accusing him of thinking he was better than them. They said he wouldn't want to hang out with them now that he was a nerd who was going to be rich. So Billie's son didn't want to accept the scholarship, and he didn't want to go to school either. His classmates were taunting him, and this went on for weeks. And then Billie had a great idea. She took her son to visit the school superintendent for their district, and this very wise man understood and said something like this: "Whenever you decide to grow a little and extend yourself above the norm, there is always a danger you won't be the same. It's like the trees in the forest. When one tree grows taller than all the rest, that tree is most likely to get hit by lightning. It's a chance you take. When people are different, it seems like they're more likely to be attacked for those differences. I know this because when I was a teacher, I had no problems. I fit in with all the other teachers with whom I worked. I was surrounded by colleagues and friends. I wanted to be a principal, however. And when I achieved that goal, I found some of my colleagues and friends resented my advancement. When I decided to become the superintendent of all the schools in the system, it was even worse. I remember the resentment, the lack of encouragement. I know what you're feeling, but you can't let those feelings keep you from your goals. Because I'll tell you a secret. You know those trees I mentioned? Well, when you do grow taller and you rise above all the other trees in the forest, you realize there is so much more to see. Your view is better than ever. You can see the sky, the stars, and everything else beyond your little local forest. Once you see what's out there, you realize you can't go back. You've seen it and you're not the same. You want to grow taller and extend yourself even further because you want to see more. You want to do more. Don't be afraid to grow, son. In the long run, you won't regret it. I never have." That wonderful advice was transformative, and Billie's son is now a physician. And Billie is still grateful to that man who took the time out of his busy day to give her son some personal and heartfelt advice that made all the difference.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So a lot of us have insecurities, and that often revolves around our appearance. Maxine Young was no stranger to that kind of insecurity because she had always been a big girl. Even when she was 8 years old, she was shopping in the Mrs. or teen department. She was always the youngest person shopping in the stores where her mother took her to buy the clothing that her mother thought was appropriate. Maxine says the clothes were more middle-aged church lady than high school student. That was how Maxine bought her clothing until she was in her 20s. And then a few years ago, she was trying to buy some big, dark, loose-fitting things she was going to wear to a wedding. But when she presented the outfit to the young sales lady at the cash register, she looked confused. "Are these clothes for you?" she asked, and Maxine was flustered by this but admitted that, yes, the clothes were for her. And then the sales lady said, "No way, I am not selling these clothes to you. You are too young for these." Before Maxine could protest, the sales lady came around the counter, took her by the hand, and showed her several beautiful pieces that had color, patterns, and shape. She showed Maxine clothes that she had always figured were for someone else, not for her. Before Maxine left the store, that wonderful sales lady gave her some advice. "Those clothes you were planning to buy, don't buy clothes like that ever again. Don't hide yourself." For the rest of the day, Maxine couldn't stop thinking about her advice. An amazing thing had happened. Something in her had shifted when she bought a pink blouse for the wedding. It's pretty difficult to hide while wearing pink. This was a turning point for Maxine. The day she began to participate fully in life again, not hiding under big, dark tents of fabric. Now Maxine looks for clothing that she likes, not clothing that will hide her from the world. She chooses colors that complement her skin tone and that show her curves. She says that sales lady planted a seed for her, and every time she buys something nice for herself now, something that shows her off instead of hiding her, it's like watering that seed. She has started to blossom, all because a young sales lady had the courage to reach out to her and tell her what she really thought. Maxine says that what that sales lady did for her that day was one of the best things that ever happened to her. Luckily, a few years after that day, Maxine saw that sales lady again and was able to thank her so that she would continue to speak up and make a difference for other women as well. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and everything it covers, and you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new books, just sign up for our daily newsletter, and you'll get a free story in your email every day. Go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude, all about how you can make gratitude a daily habit.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.